Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Hey, everybody. It is your good pal, Bebop, here. And, you know, I'm really excited because today we have another episode of the Lost episode so of Bebop. Tales. These are the episodes that Messingham never wanted you to hear. And if you remember what happened in the last episode, we had been exploded, and then a whole bunch of these kind of builder ant alien type thingies were starting to put me back together until the evil mushroom showed up, and that was inspired by our friend Ibrahim from Egypt. And I shouldn't say it was inspired, it was answering the question from Ibrahim from Egypt, because of course all these stories are true. So what happened when I faced off with that mushroom, you will find out in today's episode of the last episode of Bebop Tales. Baby attack. Oh, and let me get into Jonathan's voice. Boring.
There we go. I knew that would do it. His legs were being fitted back onto his body, said the ant. His feet were attached to his legs, said the ant. His right arm was attached to his body, said the ant. And just then, a long, slimy fungus swung down out of the tree and landed squarely on the builder ant.
Fear the mushroom,
said the mushroom.
Could you hold on 1 second?
Said Bebop.
No, that's not how this works,
said the mushroom. But Bebop was doing his best to stall, as he hoped the builder ants would arrive with his second arm.
How what works, I wonder,
said Bebop.
Me, destroying you.
Who, me?
Bebop looked over at the ant he'd been talking to.
Hey, where's my other arm?
I'm not sure,
said the ant.
Yes, I'm talking to you. Quit stalling.
I'm not stalling. I'm Bebop.
That makes no sense,
said the mushroom.
Oh, I see it,
said the ant.
It's a very, 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 very long way away. But we should be able to get your arm across the field by this evening.
Evening,
said Bebop.
And good evening to you, too,
said the mushroom.
I did not expect such pleasantries before a fight, but I don't mind it.
Bebop, for the first time, took a long look at the evil mutant mushroom. It was about 3 times as tall as he was, and it had a sort of oozy sheen to it, like it was covered in a slick slime. He couldn't see how it was talking to him. He couldn't see any mouth or even eyes to see him with. But there was no doubt that this fighting fungus was going to be formidable.
So look,
said Bebop,
could we set some ground rules for this battle?
Ground rules? Is that a mushroom pun? Because mushrooms grow out of the ground? You think that's funny?
No,
said Bebop.
I didn't mean that at all. No cap.
No cap? Because all mushrooms have caps, right, funny guy?
No, that means no lie,
said Bebop.
I honestly didn't even think of that. Where is all this animosity stemming from?
Okay, that was intentional, said the mushroom.
Yeah, that one was,
said Bebop.
You have to admit, it was pretty good.
And with that, Bebop took off running. He charged out of the woods into the meadow, trying to make it to his arm.
Arm!
Yelled Bebop.
Come here, army. I need you, arm.
As he ran through the grass, he looked back and was surprised to see that the mushroom wasn't following him. It wasn't moving at all. Bebop slowed down. Something didn't feel right. Why wasn't the mushroom coming after him? Had he abandoned the ants, left them undefended against this shroom goon? But no sooner had he wondered whether he should turn back, when suddenly a new giant mushroom erupted out of the ground right in front of him.
What the heck? How did you get over here?
You obviously know nothing about mushrooms. We are not simply one mushroom here and another one there. We live on a gigantic, sprawling network of fungi. Just beneath the surface, there's a large net of strings and tendrils that allow us mushrooms to talk to each other. We can even sometimes communicate with the plants and trees around us.
Cool science lesson, dude,
said Bebop.
Silence,
said the mushroom.
The point is that even if you defeat this mushroom...
The mushroom fell silent. Another one erupted out of the ground, just to Bebop's left.
Another will rise up in its place. You have no chance.
Bebop looked over and saw that his arm, still a long way away from him, had stopped moving. He didn't know if the mushrooms had stopped its progress or if the ants that were carrying it were scared off. Regardless, he really missed that arm. Another mushroom rose out of the ground in front of Bebop, and then another, until there were a dozen menacing, slimy mushrooms all blocking his way.
Okay, so what happens now?
Said Bebop.
You're done for,
said the faceless mushroom.
Right, said Bebop. But done for how exactly? How do a bunch of mushrooms hurt me? It's not like you guys have arms or legs or anything.
You will never survive our spore storm.
And with that, emerged a puff out of one of the mushrooms, and the air filled with a foul smell as tiny wisps rained down on him.
Spores,
said Bebop.
Yes, poisonous spores. Breathe them in,
shouted the mushroom.
I'm a robot and I don't breathe.
Oh, that's... Huh. I don't think we've ever... Have we ever battled a robot before? No, everybody says we haven't battled a robot before. That's new.
Yeah, also it's kind of weird that you attack with your spores.
Why?
Well, aren't spores how you all reproduce and spread more mushrooms?
Yeah.
Well, then aren't spores kind of like your babies? I'm just saying, it's a weird way to defeat your enemies, to throw a bunch of babies at them.
We're not throwing babies.
Whatever, baby thrower.
Enough!
Suddenly, dozens, maybe hundreds of more mushrooms sprouted from the ground, towering over Bebop. Their odor filled the air and a deep shadow darkened the ground around them. He was completely surrounded.
If you can't be poisoned, you can always be crushed.
The mushrooms began lowering themselves to him, bending their stems and dropping their caps like slow-moving hammers. Just then, Bebop heard a voice outside the circle of shrooms.
Here you go, buddy. You need this more than the other guy. Go gerplank on him.
The arm of the giant robot suddenly was affixed to Bebop's shoulder. It was an arm almost as tall as his entire body, but when he went to raise it, he could lift it with ease.
Oh, this is going to be fun,
said Bebop. And with that, he began pounding mushrooms into the ground. Bam, bam, one after another, like the world's greatest game of whack-a-mole. And thus ended the famous Baby Battle of Mushroom Planet.
All right, thank you all so much. That is the answer to Ibrahim's question about fighting evil mutant mushrooms. Thanks again to Ibrahim, who wrote all the way from Egypt to ask about that. Next week, we'll be back for more. I'm going to answer another one of your listener questions and... this last episode, we may learn what Messingham was so afraid of and why he kept these episodes from you for so long. Until then, I will see you next week.
Hey, parents and teachers, have you heard about GZMClassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.